Hey, everybody. It's episode 21 of Star Wars Yearbot Podcast, normally exclusive to the Steel Wars and Blue Harvest Patreon pages. But since this is episode 21, and by Steel's rules, that is divisible by three, it's an all-access episode.
Hey, don't argue with the rule of three. It's like the Sith rule of two, but even more flexible, because that Sith rule of two didn't really stay true either. And neither do we. But welcome, everyone. And if you're watching on the YouTube, where we've jazzed up things, we've given an upgrade. I've learned so much about how to cheat in the world of live video streaming with Easy Tricks Whores in the past month. So we're going to keep adding a bit more customization for the Year by Podcast look. And I'll have to get on to Evan DeCellis to get his the parts of the art so I can make some banners. But what do you think of the new set, Whores?
It looks awesome. I am so impressed, buddy.
Well, I like a friend that's impressed very easily. That's what I like. That's what I like. Well, but I thank you for your prestigeless, you know, the beard of knowledge giving out props. That's it's a special place. It is a special place. Now, Hawes, give everyone the rundown about what Star Wars Year by Podcast is all about.
Well, this is a show where it's sort of a Star Wars history show, if you will, where Steel and I run through the Star Wars year by year book, the updated and expanded edition. And we just sort of go through. We are on our third part of 1982 this time. Should wrap up 1982 this episode. And we talk a lot of Star Wars, but mostly tangents, it seems.
There's a lot of tangents. And I don't want to get you too excited, Hawes, but towards the end of the episode, for people that have they've listened along through all these episodes, we've got a new segment.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for it?
I am.
It's a little segment I like to call Carl's Corner.
Yes! Why do we have to wait to the end?
You know, we've got to give him a bit of sizzle before the steak.
Okay.
But I have, Carl is this Jedi of a McDonald's worker that I worked with back in the 90s. He was amazing. The best bun man in the game. And I told Hawes a few stories because Hawes's parents used to own a McDonald's. So we've both got a lot of McDonald's nostalgia, as a lot of people do. But I ran out of stories. So you know what I've started to do, Hawes.
Do I want to spoil that I know you've been reaching out, asking about Carl to people you may have known from back in the day?
I've been hitting up ex-employees. And, you know, they're like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about those days. I sent them a little snippet of what we were talking about with Carl to jog the memory. And I'm getting a lot of fond memories. And I've also got a lead. Someone, a major employee at Rosebud McDonald's in the 90s, just happened to add me on Facebook the other day. So I'll be dipping into that. But as I said, we go through the news articles of the year from the Star Wars Year by Year book, A Visual History, updated and expanded. That one is. So very exciting. There he is on the screen right now. And if you are a Patreon of either of our podcasts at the $3 or up level, you get access to every episode. This is episode 21. And we are hitting the golden years. 1983 is around the corner. We are in production. We're wrapping up Return of the Jedi, the production of Return of the Jedi. And I...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I can't be more excited. I'm very pumped.
I know, man. We're about to talk about like your favorite Star Wars movie, right? We'll get into that year. And then equally as exciting to me is the post-Return of the Jedi era. I can't wait to get into some of that stuff.
Hey, and, you know, hey. Let's just slow it down. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not as Jacques, the great French bowler on The Simpsons once said, it's not the deed. It's not the memory. It is the moment of anticipation. as he puts his French cologne. Look at what we've got to go over, Hawes, on the screen.
Good
right
stuff.
Woof. Love it. Just so stoked. But how about we dip into it? Would you like me to send things off?
Yeah, help me out there, buddy.
With my new system, with this new setup, I don't know whether to read the article off the screen or the book in front of me. I feel like a bit of a, and we've got to give a shout out to all our sickos out there, led by our Catherine Neen and her sickos. I'm feeling a bit neened out that I've got you on one screen, I've got a big image of the first article on the next, and then I've got the book in front of me. I just need to be listening to us at the same time while we talk. I don't know. I think I'm getting she's out-neening me still. So, but I think I'll go off the screen on this one. I'm having a lot of trouble deciding how to do this. It's a real bit of a mind whatever. Let's keep it family friendly. We are in June, I believe, or this is July.
June.
So nothing happened in July?
I guess they kind of just skipped over July, huh?
God, July. Pick up the pace, July. Anyway, Laserdisc. June. Star Wars is released on Laserdisc because separate sentences. Star Wars is released on Laserdisc. And I do have to give props to the 80s spelling. Both the L and the D are capitalized in the one word.
Love it.
Good branding. Be good for their Twitter address. I always appreciate it when people capitalize each word in their Twitter address as it goes in. I think it's easy to read. Hawes, where are you on that? Do I have to help you out?
I believe we are Blue Harvest Pod with Blue Harvest and Pod. All capitalized.
Love it.
We are. Look at that. I had to go check real quick, so I didn't seem like a fool.
That's all right. It's not the first time that's happened on this show, let me tell you. On both, for all of us, there are no innocents in this glass house. Because the constant linear velocity, you know, the CLV, disc can only hold 60 minutes of playtime per side. Oh, the 121-minute-long film is time-compressed to fit on a single disc. It retails for, Hawes, get out the calculator. $34.98.
I did it while I was waiting to connect.
Love it. What are we on?
$94.27.
Oh, that's, you're not. You're not buying spare ones. You're not getting the alternate covers from Target.
Mm-mm, no, you definitely are not. Variants.
Have you ever dabbled in the world of Laserdisc, Hawes?
So I've never had a player, But much like Betamax, I own the Star Wars trilogy on Laserdisc, even though I've never had a way to play it.
Nice. It's got good fold-out art, doesn't it?
Oh, dude, it's so... So I don't have this one. I have the last time they put out the trilogy before the special edition.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the special editions on... I have both sets. But they're beautiful sets.
And what are the bonuses?
Honestly, I've never watched them. Are you talking about like bonus commentaries and stuff?
Yeah, I don't think there's a commentary. I don't think that was a Laserdisc feature, but there was stuff like making of footage, kind of from my memory from watching a videotape of it. Like someone made a VHS bootleg that they sold of this bonus footage. It was, yeah, it wasn't the most, you know, pizzazzy. It didn't have all the, you know, the artistry of our current setup halls.
No.
But I've got this memory that it had footage of the hangar set from Hoth. Just had some making of that. That's just a vague little memory. Do you have any other Laserdiscs or just Star Wars?
Just those two. Just those two sets.
Yeah, they're nice. And hey, when you pull them out like that, is that are they that shiny, or is that just a souped up sort of deal?
I feel like they look more like the back of a CD. You know how like with the back of a CD or a DVD, if you catch the light just right, it'll do that sort of like prismatic look.
Yeah.
I think that's probably just sort of an artistic rendition of that. If I remember correctly.
All right. That's just how I remember them with my rose-colored glasses haws. How about, I don't know. I feel like you should read this one out.
Oh, the also in?
Ah! Should we do that one now?
I mean, it's also in and it's a good one. We could save it until later in the episode.
Let's save it. Let's save it.
Okay.
I'll just add a edit, but your cam is occasionally just clicking on and off.
Wonder why it's doing that.
It might just be the nature of it. I don't know.
All right. I'm going to get a webcam for the next one of these because...
Okay.
I thought this phone thing would work a little better. I don't know why it's cutting in and out. August of 1982, Admiral Akbar is introduced to members of the official Star Wars fan club in Bantha Tracks number 17. In Jedi, Akbar is performed by puppeteer Timothy M. Rose and voiced by Eric Bowersfeld.
I love the wording. He's introduced to members of the official Star Wars fan club. It's like they had a little meeting down at the local civic hall, and Admiral Akbar came in, you know, dressed in his white tracksuit and got, oh, here's Eric. His favorite character is Lando Calrissian. This is Admiral Akbar. I hope I can be one of your favorites soon.
Or is like that shady setup that Anthony Daniels had at the last celebration.
What was up with that? The cash only room.
Yeah, and he wasn't with the other autograph attendees. I kind of think he set up his own special deal so he didn't have to pay the convention a cut or something. I don't know.
Well, in wrestling, they would say that he went into business for himself.
Oh, well, he better be glad that George Lucas didn't buy the name Anthony Daniels.
I don't know. Depends how much you get for it.
Yeah.
Hawes, what does Admiral Akbar mean to you?
He means one of the only figures I was able to find as a kid. He means...
I got to say about that figure, right? For me, it was the one figure whose weapon I didn't lose, and it was the worst weapon. It was painful. Play yard irony. It's a pointer or something.
I don't know, man. It also, like, the meme of it all, you know what I mean? The Admiral Akbar, it's a trap of it all, definitely is a thing that, I mean, I feel like that was like, when I was in high school and college, that first sort of cropped up on the internet and is still going today.
Very much so. And I don't like focusing on his meme. You know, it's done.
Yeah. I get it.
It is done. But I like to focus on the Admiral, Tim Rose as puppeteer. That magic moment when I think there's a lot of editing tricks. I think he was actually just sitting down because he was tired, like the actor. But how it's edited in when the Super Star Destroyer goes into the Death Star and he just sits down with relief and like the weight of all the situation, and I don't know, like you project so much onto it. It's just like he's been through so much in this war, and you know, he's happy for the victory, yet he's sad he had to fight.
It's I know that feeling. Like I've had that feeling.
But yeah, I think he was Akbar was a preview figure as well. You'd send away from him. So he was in that like rare air of like Boba Fett, the Emperor,
Mace Windu,
of course. The R2 droid that had a green tint.
Hey, was
Battle droid on stat.
Oh, good one. So were the preview figures, at least back in the day, were they always shipped in baggies?
Baggies and then in a white box.
Okay. Because I've got a Nyan Nom baggie figure, mm-hmm. like still in the baggie and stuff, in really nice condition. And I didn't know if that was...
Let me out, horse!
Yes. Horse! Having a little trouble breathing.
I'm running out of air! They only put 40 years of air in here. The clock is ticking. I bet in his language it'd be a blah, 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 blah. So let him free. Do you feel guilty?
No, man, that's a piece of vintage history right there.
Okay. All right. This is very odd. That laser disc is in here twice.
Wait, are you talking about the video speed limit?
Yeah.
This is a different format than Laserdisc.
Really?
This is a capacitance electronic disc, a CED.
All right, I'll hit it. Video speed limit. Star Wars was released on RCA Selective Visions. They've got that thing again with the capitalization mid-word.
Yep.
Wow, they just invent that in the early 80s, and now they're just going for it. It's like J-Lo. RCA Selective Visions CED Capacitance Electronic Disc. I've never heard of this. For $35. Like the Laserdisc released in June, the 121-minute-long Star Wars is slightly time-compressed, which we haven't talked about. That's a bit freaky. Mm-hmm. Almost impersibility? Say that word for me, Horse, please.
Imperceptibly.
Nice. I ruined it for you, didn't I? With my horrible... speeding up the movie to fit the disc. So what is that? So let's just say they add... they've got to add 30... They've got to get rid of 30 seconds on each side of the disc.
Right.
So... how much fast? It must be just... So it's... Wait, I've got to get my calculator out for this one.
So I would imagine is like certain scenes would just be set up. So let's say you need to make 30 seconds up on the second side of the disc. You could just speed up a couple of the scenes in the Death Star trench run and probably make up your time there. Make a few X-Wings go a little faster, speed by a little faster. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. So you don't think like the whole film was like 1/8 second faster?
I don't know. I mean, I guess that is an approach they could have taken, but if I was going to do it, like if you're going for scenes that are fast moving anyway, I don't see why you just don't speed those up slightly to make up the 30 seconds you're looking for, you know, like the X-Wings leaving Yavin to go attack the Death Star, like make them fly away a little faster. You know, you wouldn't want to do it to like dialogue scenes and things like that, because you wouldn't want to have to speed up the dialogue or the mouth syncing, right?
Imagine like McConkey. So fast. If it was me doing it, I would just be shaving seconds off, like during cuts.
Yeah, yeah, I like mean that's another way to do it.
Give me a second there. Give me a second here. Yeah. So I actually, when you on Twitter, you can only post videos. Yeah, there's like. There'll be a video on Twitter, like the video is actually there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you can only put up 2 minutes and 20 seconds unless you've got like some special corporate account, which.
Right.
So quite often I have to shave off when I post up a little highlight. I might be doing it right now to you. Just like, I was cut out a little the or an and you're in. Very exciting. But I've never heard of a Selectivision. That is very foreign to me. I've got a right there. I just want to see what this actual thing looks like.
Yeah, and we have another video format, another dead video format coming up in just a little bit too.
A good old beta.
No, another disc based video format, and it's one that I don't own Star Wars on, but I'm familiar with because my uncle had one of the players when I was a kid.
Wikipedia for it doesn't have an image of it. To me, it doesn't seem. Oh, here we go. Oh, whoa. All right. Let's hit a video on this, buddy. How about that?
Okay.
All righty, Hawes. I found it. Due to this new technology, we can now watch. We don't even have to wonder what Selectivision is. We can go straight over to YouTube.com and share this with our good viewers and listeners. I have got.
I can't wait.
A Selectivision. It's from B. Bright Brian, I believe. Eight bit Brian. Am I saying that right? Bite, bit.
Eight bit Brian.
All righty, Brian. What do you got?
All right. Hey, guys. Gameplay Brian here. And I am here today with a special review that I promised a long time.
Oh, my God. How's his toy collection?
Getting around. Look at all those toys.
It's like being at Chris Fresh's house. And
discs. Yeah, Chris Fresh was cool. That's guy. No offense, Brian.
Selectivision player or disc.
But all right. I just got to speed it up a bit, Brian. Look at it. Wooden.
Ooh, wood paneling, baby.
It's like my old Atari had wood paneling.
The technology for the discs had
I'm going to put Brian down for a little bit. But this is because I love how it harkens back. Remember when your granddad used to carve a Selectivision disc player out of wood for you?
I do. I do remember that.
Fantastic stuff. But what is... Oh, and the disc goes in at the front. Let's see if we can get up to a disc here. He's doing all that. Oh, he's got some... He's got Tron. He's got Jaws. He's got the Never-Ending Story.
Jaws 3?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, he's got Westworld, Indiana Jones. He's got a good collection of Spectrovision. Alrighty. And then here's the actual... That disc is very shiny.
It sure is.
There's a lot of Spectra in there. Good stuff. All right. Well, we've learned about a whole new video system. What an age.
Yep. This is the format I'm going to have to try and track Star Wars down on because I don't have one of those.
Well, dare to dream, whores. Dare to dream. Would you like to hit us with this ripper next one?
August 13th. Star Wars is re-released for the fourth time in 1,070 theaters across the U.S. and debuts with a trailer for Revenge of the Jedi.
Revenge!
The re-release...
Hey, wait. Just read that out again, right? Okay. But just let me say revenge.
Okay, all right. Let you put some stank on it? All right.
Yeah.
And debuts with a trailer for...
Revenge!
Of the Jedi.
Thank you. That was perfect. Just how we rehearsed.
The re-release grosses over 15 million.
Oh, wait. Now, don't say the re-release.
Okay. Grosses over 15 million.
No. Like, say the, and then I'll say
okay, re-release. Okay. I see. The
re-release!
Grosses over 15 million. The trailer shows
Luke
wielding a blue-bladed lightsaber, the same color as the weapon he used in the previous movie.
What?
And also includes a few frames of the deleted
Sandstorm
scene.
Thus ends that bit, please.
Hey, man, if you introduce a bit, I'm going to push a bit to its limit. You should know this by now.
Well, my throat has been pushed to its limit, Hawes. Trust me on that one. Not in its original, I didn't obtain it originally, but I did have, or do have, this. Oh, no, I don't, actually. I've got it because this one, if you're listening on the audio, it's... blue poster, big silver Star Wars in the middle. Then there's like the Hildebrandt poster sort of on this weird, I don't know, in this weird pyramid-y rectangle deal. I've got to learn what that shape's called for my son's future. I've got to get back into all that. Rectangle, but that's not a rectangle. It's something else. But anyway, it's got the little banner down the bottom, silver and red banner. Giving you some sizzle that you'll get to see a trailer for Revenge of the Jedi if you go to this re-release, which is just a ripper way to sell a movie ticket, don't you reckon, Hawes?
Yeah.
But the one I've got doesn't have the picture. It's just got the silver Star Wars. It's more just logo-based, but it does have that same Revenge of the Jedi strip. And that's why I got it at for my Australian buddies at the Camberwell Collector's Fair, which, Hawes, it used to be this big city hall, two-story, trestle tables as far as the eye could see. There would be tables shoved into hallways, records, toys. Bootleg items, like all those bootleg videos and stuff. Those were the days, buddy. Those were the days.
So, since we're 6 months plus into this whole lockdown thing, staying at home, socially distancing.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was going to ask you, have you found yourself partaking in any like YouTube videos that you wouldn't normally watch because of the lockdown? Because I have.
Do tell.
So I watched...
Are you watching those ones of like Play-Doh getting squashed and stuff like that?
No. I haven't gone down the ASMR route. More stuff like that I would have had envisioned that I would be doing now if the world wasn't in the state it is. So like... I've been watching a lot of people just walk through the floor of different Star Wars celebrations and looking at all the vendor tables. You know, that's one of my favorite things to do at Celebration. Been watching a lot of concert bootlegs.
Do you know what you should do to replicate the experience? Watch these walkthroughs of the floor, but then watch them in unison with Johnny Grasso on the phone.
And he's going to be telling me that I don't need to, don't buy any of this modern crap.
Yeah, you can have the full experience of having him, his hype.
And then just I'll randomly FaceTime you and be like, hey, what's up? See you later.
And then Pappas will have it open, but with eBay open at the same time to see what he could have like made a lot of money on.
Yeah, we'll only see him for like 5 seconds. And then who knows what he's up to the rest of the time.
Oh, man. It would have been hard to, like, as a Star Wars fan, watch the trailer for Revenge of the Jedi, because you couldn't just watch it on your computer whenever you wanted. This was a special, you know, try to remember as much as possible now, because you're not going to see this again. And then have to watch Empire Strikes Back. No, watch Star Wars. What I would do, I would watch the trailer, go outside, write down everything I remember, or have a cassette recorder.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'd bootleg it on a cassette for sure.
For sure. The sound of it? Absolutely.
Yeah. And maybe do it one time where I record the sound, but do like director's commentary.
Description. Okay, so now we're seeing Luke. Oh my god, he's got a blue lightsaber. Like that. Yep.
Yeah, how'd he get his blue lightsaber back? We could do a podcast or a phone call. We could write each other letters, right? About how it doesn't make sense how Luke's got his lightsaber back. Beautiful. Dear Hawes, I am disgusted with Lucasfilm Limited in their... But also back then there was only two colors, so
there you go. Of lightsabers, yeah. So
yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
But I do wonder, like, if you were to watch that trailer back then, like take that time, like, would you notice that the hilt was different?
Nah. Well, how are you going to do it? You're not pausing it.
Yeah, I mean, you would have to see it more than once, right? You would have to have the first initial viewing where you have the shock of, oh my god, he's got his lightsaber back. And then hopefully on a second viewing.
There's no way. Yeah, there is no way.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that would be really tough.
I actually think, oh my god, it's just occurred to me. I think this is the Star Wars I went to.
Oh, you think you went to see this viewing of Star Wars as a kid?
Yeah, like this re-release.
That's awesome.
But that was the first time I saw Star Wars. Because Empire Strikes Back was already out. I know that.
Right.
And, like, you know, I barely remember seeing Return of the Jedi. So I think this is the time. I'm getting all, this is beautiful. My mummy took me to see Star Wars. And
that's awesome, buddy.
One of my, and this is still one of my favorite things today, is you see an image from the movie without context, and you sort of, you know, think about what it is. You know, that's what we do on the podcast and stuff. But one of the realizations I had in seeing the film, I wonder if I've got it here. I think I've got it on the bookshelf. Wait there. I'll just be 2 seconds, Hawes.
Okay.
All right. Apparently, I don't have that. So I'm sure I had a copy of it here. But anyway. So there was this, like, so before I saw Star Wars, I had my brothers hand me down Marvel Star Wars comics adaptation. But it was like a sort of... a compilation. It was in a hardcover, like, you know, they have, like, in England they have like the annual, like, right. And it's sort of like at Christmas or whatever format. Yeah, right. And so it had the comic in this bigger format, all in color, but then it had interviews with like Mark Hamill and Sir Alec Guinness, Peter Cushing, and so there was some behind the scenes photos. There was, you know, there was a bit of bonus content on the DVD menu of this book. And there was this photo of Luke and Han in the trash compactor. And it was a black and white shot. And I'll have this pulled up on the screen for everyone watching. It was a black and white shot of them in the water in the trash compactor, and you couldn't see the walls. So I just assumed they were outside on a junk planet, kind of like in the Transformers animated movie. And so when I saw the movie and realized they were in this little room, mind blown. Couldn't believe it. Went home and stared at the photo and went, well, damn it. The movie's right. I was wrong. How about that?
You've been chasing that for years now, my friend. Turned it into a career.
The other thing from the trailer, they showed the pod, the escape pod, lifting off, with R2-D2 and C-3PO.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know how there's that shot behind the engines?
Yes.
Yeah. That's in the trailer, and I thought that was like a massive spaceship. And I remember, I actually remember looking at my mum and going, oh, it's really small. And I don't think she knew what I was talking about, but it was so funny to stare, because I was a massive Star Wars fan without seeing Star Wars. Like, I like the toys and the books that we had at home. So, it was weird that my Star Wars canon was blown apart. But that's the thing we're talking about with the lightsaber. Like, I only see that pod taking off, you know, occasionally when you had and this was a thing. Did you used to do this when you were little? Just leave the TV on in case a good ad came on.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Ads and music videos, man. I would be set up ready to hit record on the VCR if I wanted a commercial or a music video.
In pop culture news, October the 1st, Billy Joel is the first compact disc CD player. 52nd Street, are released by Sony in Japan. The player's retail price is around $900. Hawes, hit us up. What's 900 bucks these days?
$2,424.
Ooh, you'd want to love your Billy Joel.
For real. You really got to like that fire song.
I remember this is a good crossover for our friends at Hey Hey the podcast. Chris Fress, Jonesy, and Mitch, their podcast, Hey Hey It's the Podcast. I remember the Saturday, Hawes, when compact discs were coming out in Australia, and they did a big thing about it on this variety show in Australia called Hey Hey It's Saturday. And the deal with CDs, which I don't know how they started, like why they thought this would be a good idea, but one of the marketing things of a CD was if it got scratched, it still worked.
Lies.
Now,
yeah, I remember that.
I sort of think like them not working when they get scratched is their main feature.
Yeah. I guess they're a little more hardy than an LP, right? Than a vinyl.
Yeah, I guess. They are. Like you could do more with those. I'm sure my son could destroy a record far quicker than a CD. But they did a scratch test, like they walked on them or whatever on live TV and then put it in the player, and it did not end well. It did not end well. I'm not sure what error that happened in regards to what they're covering. They sort of watch an episode, for those that don't know, of this old variety show and report back to some people with just some strange interests on the internet that they want to go deep into. It is actually I'd want to compare it to something in America, but I don't want to, like, it would be like our very sad version of like Johnny Carson or something like that. Our very Australian low budget interpretation of such a thing. Have you ever watched any of it because of Fresh and that?
I sure have. In fact, my first introduction to Hey Hey It's Saturday is because you were on an episode of Geek Dudes this, I think this was before they started the podcast about Hey Hey, right? And y'all were mentioning Harry Connick Jr. and the Jackson Jive. And I was like, what is he talking? I got to look this up. And wow, what a first impression.
All right, get everyone up to speed. There is a like a gong show in the middle of Hey Hey It's Saturday, a little, you know, for fun talent show. And, you know, there's a mean judge and then there's like celebrity judges. And Harry Connick Jr. was a guest. He was in Australia touring. And so he was a guest on Red Faces, as they called it. And this act came out called the Jackson Jive. And they had this like Jive Bunny. Yeah, I think it was like they did it to Jive Bunny, like the Jackson 5 Mega Mix or whatever, but they were all in blackface and stuff. And Harry gave him a big fat zero, which was like major news in Australia. Major news.
I just remember, I think it was one of the first times I had a joke for you, like that I told you a joke that really landed and I made you laugh. And I said, hey man, I just watched that Jackson Jive thing from Hey Hey, It's the Saturday. And it might be the most racist thing I've ever seen. And I live in Alabama.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Hey, you want to hit this quiz book horse?
I do. October 12th. Del Rey. Going at it still even back in the day.
Wow.
Publishes the Jedi Master's Quiz Book, composed by Rusty Miller. It features 425 questions and answers about Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back, which, according to Miller's foreword, range from the obvious to the obscure.
Ooh. I need to have a sample. But the thing about this book that I always loved,
that cover. That cover. So good.
So if you're just listening on the podcast, do you hate your eyes? Is that what you're saying? But if you're on, in a car, whatever, I get it. Don't want to die. It's a good policy. The poster or the cover is this amazing, just ragingly 80s painting of Yoda across the bog. I don't know what he's doing, actually. Is this like canon? Because R2-D2's out the front of Yoda's house waiting to sort of see what's going on. And then Yoda's not even there. He's gone out the back door and he's on the other side of the bog just looking up at a pterodactyl.
Yeah, hanging out with dinosaurs. Like there's a little dinosaur, several little dinosaurs at his feet. This has had to have been turned into some large artwork at some point, right? Because I would rock this framed.
Yeah, it is just a magic poster. And the colors have just got this weird early 80s vibrance about them.
Yeah, it looks almost like Heavy Metal magazine in a way.
Yes. Remember that? Yeah. So that is a sick one. What's your stance on Star Wars trivia, Hawes? Are you much of a... I know your Star Wars knowledge is deep, but like... You know, can you tell me what the Mon Cal cruiser is called, the capital ship in Return of the Jedi?
Now, see, you are talking about, like, I'm good with Star Wars trivia. I am.
Answer the question, Home One.
I don't know. Home One. I don't know.
I think it's Home One. Sorry.
I'm no Alex from Star Wars Explained. I'm no Sal Perales. Like, I have big gaps in my Star Wars knowledge where, like, Clone Wars, like, the show is a big gap on mine, even though I've watched it all. I couldn't, like, I don't know a lot of the characters, ships, or gun names, stuff like that.
Hey, better gaps in your knowledge than gaps in your teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Fair enough. And then, like, it took me so long to learn prequel trilogy trivia, you know, just little bits here and there, that, like, my sequel trilogy and my new stuff, like the type of ships and stuff, ship names and models are not my forte.
Mm. Now more than ever. And sometimes I just blank out on like all the stuff I learned for like Rogue One and like it's just sort of like, where'd it go?
Well, you know, before during the prequel trilogy, I had 3 years to get my Phantom Menace trivia down, you know, before Attack of the Clones came out. But now it's boom, 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 movie after movie, and then shows going on at the same time. It's a lot to try and take in. I will say, though, you know that Dragon Con trivia quiz that was going around a couple months ago?
I know it, and I don't want to know it.
Jesse gave me that quiz.
I got
46 out of 50. That ain't half bad. Now, I will say, I can guarantee you there were a small handful of those that were lucky guesses. It wasn't like I knew every question I got right. I definitely made some lucky guesses.
What? Was it multiple choice or?
Yes, it was multiple choice.
Oh, okay. That's good skills. I don't know if I don't think the questions I had, or maybe they were just so hard. I was just like, because I just had a look and I was like, nah. I'm like,
yeah,
if I don't get the first four or whatever that popped up, like I like every one of them, I was just like, no.
One of them that I'm almost sure I missed was, it was like when R2-D2 was playing against Chewbacca in Holochess or Dejerik, what move does he make? And then it's like, you know how you'll say in chess, you know, queen to rook or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was that, but with all those little stop motion creatures, I'm not getting that.
You haven't remembered it now, though?
No.
Well, congratulations. Staying, you're like, hey, if I don't know it, I don't want to know it.
And then another one was like, what was the name of the Wookiee that Ezra and Kanan rescued in the first episode of Rebels or something like that? You know what I mean? Like, in Wookiee names, if it's not Chewbacca or what was
Lumpy?
The one? Lobaka. I know Lobaka.
Right, Lumpy.
I know Lumpy. And what was
Mala?
Mala. Yeah. Like, those are okay. But when they get into like the crazy ones, like, you know how like Grand Admiral Thrawn's full name is Thrawn Mithron Naruto or some shit like that. Like, I can't remember that. It's too many consonants.
And where's it getting me in life?
Nowhere, man. I'm not going to impress Jesse with that. It's not going to get me a job. You know what I mean?
If I told Jackie I knew that, like, it'd be the opposite of impressing.
Oh, exactly. If I was like, hey, Jesse, you see that blue guy in Rebels? His full name is Mithron Naruto. But they just call him Thrawn. Although, I will take it back. She did seem to like bragging about my Star Wars quiz score on Twitter a little bit.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's quite a catch you've got there.
Hey.
Hey, we're talking about these RCA video discs. They're giving them out free. Mm-hmm. October 21st, RCA offers a free Star Wars CED video disc with purchase of any compatible RCA player.
I didn't realize this. So this format, the one we looked up before, is the format that my uncle had. So you see how... okay, so you see on this poster, you see the white square in the middle? You would insert that whole square into the player. And the disc was held in the middle. And like, I guess it went inside the machine. And then the machine opened up that white case and accessed the disc.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds way better than a Laserdisc.
Yeah, it was almost like an oversized CD jewel case that you couldn't open, from what I remember.
Interesting. This is the thing of what people tolerate. Flipping the disc horse midway.
Ooh, rough.
You can keep that.
Rough.
No buys. I don't even like having to go from like Netflix to HBO with my buttons these days. Now, Hawes, November. This is just, I'm going to tear up that this news item means so much to me. It's one of, when you're getting into Star Wars, back then especially, because there was, you know, such a narrow field of trivia and sort of, you know, you sort of weren't finding out about stuff online and the prequels and all that sort of thing. But this was one of the OG bits of, hey, I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan and I know some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that Return of the Jedi was originally called Revenge of the Jedi? And there was posters put out. Hawes, take us through this marvelous time of mismarketing.
Teaser poster. The...
Oh, Revenge!
There we go. Of the Jedi advance poster is distributed to theaters. Painted by Drew Struzan, the poster incorporates photographic references from Empire. Oddly, Luke appears to be wielding a red lightsaber while Darth Vader's is blue. In early December, Lucasfilm licensees are quietly told that the movie will be retitled Return of the Jedi.
Turn it up! Hey, Kenna. Hey, General Mills Corporation. Return of the Jedi.
Hey, Underoos. Return of the Jedi.
That could be one of the things that people get off on YouTube. Just phone calls of Lucasfilm employees ring. Just go, Return of the Jedi. Sorry.
Have to corporate ASMR.
Change the guard. Your toothpaste has got the wrong brand on it. Change it. But this poster, it's like, I feel like in the 90s, as Star Wars fans, we were like, it was mandatory that you wanted this. It was such a bizarre, it was just on such a pedestal. And so I still hold it dear to my heart today. And one day I've got a few little posters with Revenge of the Jedi and that sort of stuff on them, but there is something just so iconic. Sansweet has built this up so much to me. It's become a true grail. You see like bootlegs and you see, I don't think the prices are that out of whack, but not this year they are. I can tell you that much.
Well, yeah, I've seen it at Celebration a couple of times. You know, you'll see the, I don't remember a price because at Chicago, I was looking at a Japanese Empire Strikes Back poster that was pretty pricey. I want to say in the $200 range.
Okay.
And that was like out in a box that and it had like the cardboard backing. You know how I'm talking about? Like how people will store posters like that. It's almost shrink wrapped onto a piece of cardboard.
Yeah.
But they had a Revenge of the Jedi poster behind the counter. So like you couldn't even get to it. Like it was one of those things, if you wanted it, you had to ask for it.
Your grubby mitts had been told where to stay.
Yeah.
But oh man, that's such a delightful piece. Now, one of my favorite things in going through this book with you, Hawes, is just imagining how exciting some of these things, like some of them I remember, you know, my Revenge of the Jedi memories are all from the 90s, getting told about how cool this thing was. But this one, I just think if I was following in the syndicated Star Wars comic strip, which was in all the newspapers and stuff, Like, imagine seeing this in the newspaper. There's a picture of Admiral Ackbar, black and white. Beginning tomorrow, a special adventure introducing Admiral Ackbar, soon to be featured in the next film of the Star Wars saga, Revenge of the Jedi. That'd be quite a 24 hours of just sweating, waiting for the mail boy. Pummel him if he delivers the wrong thing. I just picture that $2 guy from Better Off Dead.
I love that movie.
Oh, one of the greats.
And just think about it. If that were to happen today, like, you could just get King Tom to tell you about it.
He'd have his newspaper out, have all ink on his fingers. Old black fingers, Tom. Ink fingers. Old ink fingers. How you doing, in ink fingers, Tom? Excellent sizzle. Excellent, you know, meshing the galaxy together, introducing us. I wonder how the story differed. Because was it old canon? Was it like EU and new you that Ackbar was a slave of Tarkin?
That was definitely in the OU, the old EU stuff. For sure, I remember that. Whether that's been carried over into the new stuff, I'm not quite sure. But I want to say it hasn't been.
Okay. I feel like it had, but...
Maybe it has. I'm not quite sure.
What do I know? Not much. Pause. Do you love pop stars?
I do.
Do you want to run us through this one?
November 30th, Michael Jackson's album Thriller is released. 4 days later, a 14-minute music video of the title track, directed by John Landis, premieres on television. Thriller becomes the best-selling album of all time.
This is fear! Remember, did you used to like think you could dance like Michael Jackson just because you could go backwards in your socks?
I did.
Mm.
Have the old home videos to prove it.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you care to dust them off now? If you get out your RCA player or whatever.
I mean, if I can get a hold of them from my parents and figure out a way to convert them, I have no problem embarrassing myself on the internet. So yeah, I could hook you up with those.
I'm just picturing like a like in a red leather jacket version, but like Star Wars kid. Remember the Star Wars kid?
Yeah, I do.
Poor Star Wars kid. That actually sucks. I tried to contact him on Facebook years ago to see if he wanted to chat about his experience. But
man, I wish he would have, because I think nowadays he would find, I think his experience would be much different. Don't you think?
Oh yeah, like he's a beloved part of Star Wars culture.
Yeah,
he was on Arrested Development. Like they parodied that on, or paid tribute to that, George Michael.
Mm-hmm.
He did a Star Wars kid little maneuver. And you know, the Star Wars reference in this, the link, John Landis, his son Max Landis, popularized the Raise a Mary Sue line of thinking. So
yeah, he's a douchebag.
Thanks, John. Good parenting.
Well, I don't know if you are very familiar with John Landis. Also not a great person. So I feel like, you know, he's just passing it on. He killed a lady and a young kid when he was filming the Twilight Zone movie.
Ah, that was him.
Yep.
Oof. All right. No buys.
No buys indeed.
Zero buys. Haws. Now, whilst, you know, we worked out that I did see Star Wars in these months in the re-release, I didn't get to catch this one. I'm not sure where Mum dropped the ball, or maybe Australia didn't get it, but I'll be talking to her this evening via Skype to have a go at her and her parenting. November 19th, Empire is back. The Empire Strikes Back is re-released for the second time, grossing over $13 million, which it's currently in re-release now. Did you know that?
Yeah, and I read that it was apparently the highest grossing movie of 2020.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong here. Oh, it's not a bad. So I just did a inflation calculator. That's equivalent to $35 million in today's money.
That's a fair haul. That's a fair haul.
It is.
I had read it only grossed like $1 million. Am I wrong?
Oh.
Maybe I'm way off base, but surely Tenet has got bigger box office than the re-release of Empire Strikes Back. Please.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so this is from 4 days ago. Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back returns to domestic box office top five.
Oh, okay.
So it's in the top five, I guess.
Okay. Well, I've got a little treat for you, Hawes.
Okay.
Jimmied this up, and I thought we'd watch the trailer for The Empire Strikes Back re-release.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, let's go. Horse. Gotta stop this. What? Did you just get Jesse'd?
Yep. Yep, I sure did.
I was like, God, he got really scared off by the parental guidance warning at the start of the trailer.
Yeah, she scared me. Yeah, she scared me. She just got home from doing her stuff, and she scared me.
I am so happy to have this documented.
I'm sure you are, buddy.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
The pitch you hit. I do the jumpy thing all the time. Jackie will text me and say, I'm home. And then she'll come through the back door and I'll get shocked. Like, I'll be like, ah! But do you know the difference?
You don't hit that high pitch, huh?
No. I think I do. I don't have it recorded. So
yeah. Yeah. Now that's multiples of me getting scared out there.
Wow. Well, you might be able to get like a supercut going one day.
Probably.
All right, Hawes, would an Empire Strikes Back trailer soothe your
calm nerves? Yeah, probably.
All right, let's hit it.
The Star Wars saga continues with a special limited engagement of The Empire Strikes Back, starting November 19th.
See, Jeremy Bullock.
Oh, man.
You want to watch it now, don't you?
I do.
I love these.
The panels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Woo! Yes. I remember, there's not even a, like, It's so little done to this.
Well, it really shows you how much they cleaned up the effect.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Empire Strikes Back. Returning to your galaxy, November 19th.
Oh, that Darth Vader head is sick!
Yeah, it is. Wow, that's great.
Woo!
Naming the Executor, November 19th. Darth Vader officially dubs his Star Destroyer Executor in the Star Wars Daily.
Dubs! Sorry, I just said the word dubs and I broke out into a hip-hop. Sorry, buddy.
As with the ongoing Star Wars Marvel comic series, this mention popularizes the Executor, which goes unnamed in the film, novelization, and comic adaptation of Empire. And then I love the caption, I christened this ship the Executor.
Where is he? What's happening in this picture?
So he's on the ship. We just can't see him. You know what I mean?
But what's that in front of it? Is it blowing something up or is it bursting out of that building?
I don't really know. That's a good question.
What are you doing? It looks like a giant R2-D2 sitting there behind that blast.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. The Executor. Is there another one called the Executor, or have I just...
I think it's a tomato-tomato situation.
Sweet action. Good. I like it when the comics get to add, like, whatever name was come up in the comics, they keep
it's
that.
Sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Something about it that I find very, very quaint, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's go to December and a sort of one of those films that I know I would watch and go, be more Star Wars. Come on. I need my fill. Be more Star Wars. And that is in December 17th. The Dark Crystal. The Dark Crystal is released simultaneously in the UK, US, and Canada. Finally. Directed by Jim. For those that are in America, what used to happen was a movie would come out in America and then other countries would just put it out when it suited them. So I know like Phantom Menace was two minutes. It was 2 weeks later at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I think like Return of the like Star Wars was like 8 months. I think Return of the Jedi might have been like maybe 4 or 5 months, which is
That's rough.
I remember hearing in the '90s of people in Melbourne that were in Star Walking the Fan Club that in 83 flew to America to go watch Return of the Jedi months early.
That is dedicated.
Well, it is dedication, but it's also that's something that I could see myself doing.
Oh yeah,
like 4 months. Like that's a lot of months. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like I know there's no internet then, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I got through I guess we were just used to it. Do you know what I mean? We were just used to waiting. So it was just like, yeah, eat it, Australians. Enjoy that 2 weeks of not watching The Phantom Menace. Directed by Jim Henson and Frank Oz, who also perform various characters, the fantasy film features a cast of costume performers and animatronic puppets, some of which use technology developed for Yoda for the Yoda puppet in Empire. The film also features puppet work by Tim Rose, Akbar and Jedi, and Toby Philpott, Jabba's left hand, head, and tongue. No one could move a hot tongue.
Ugh. So like
Toby Philpott. That was disgusting what I just did to the camera. I apologize. But you much of a what do they call them? A crystallite? Is that what they call the Dark Crystal fans?
I don't know. I do enjoy it. It's I actually think I enjoyed the new Netflix series more than I enjoyed the original movie.
I haven't partaken in that, which is I'm part of the problem of why why it got cancelled, which is sad for its fans. I saw a lot of people out there that really enjoyed it, but I'm gonna hold up, I think, on rewatching that one. I might wait up for Harry to see if
see what he thinks of it
when he's a bit older. God, I occasionally, he loves Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. He's got all these vintage and some new Parks Ewoks that he sometimes, he's a bit not as dedicated at the moment, but it used to be that, like, when he'd go into another room, all the Ewoks had to come with him.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which, bad strategy on his part, right? Because what he doesn't know is in our garage, I've got another box of assorted vintage Ewoks. Right? I've got big ones, I've got Wocklings, but after he was loving them, so I'm like, oh, I might get all these other Ewoks out for him to play with. But then when he started, like, needing the entire tribe to roll with him, I'm like, man, I can't be moving 20 Ewoks every time. That's I can't deal. So right now he's only harming himself with that sort of stuff. But I put on, because I thought, oh, well, he loves Ewoks, I'll put on the Ewoks cartoon that we'll no doubt talk about in maybe a year's time. But, you know, Ewoks, they're the heroes of the forest moon. Could not have been less interested in what was going on.
Bummer.
So I gave that a shot. He loves his Muppet Babies. He loves a bit of Sesame Street. Mickey Mouse, very fond of. Oh, and this show called Word Party on Netflix.
Okay.
Da-na-na-na-na-na. Word Party. Da-na. Oh. Whew. And then I put on the Lego Star Wars to see if he would be into that. And he was a little bit interested because it had Lego.
Right.
But then he quickly faded. But then I was left there just having a good time chuckling along. That I'd forgotten how genuinely like sweetly funny those are. And I sort of enjoy the, it's just a mishmash and who cares what's happening and it doesn't have to make sense. But the jokes, the Star Wars references and jokes and stuff, They're of a pretty high standard.
Then that's got to have you pretty excited for that holiday special that's coming out next month then, huh?
I am.
Yeah, I think it's going to be fun.
My hopes are high. Now, Hawes, should we hit some of these? We're down to the also twos.
Okay.
Hawes, hit us with, this seems right up your alley.
It is indeed. Also in 1982, first computer game. Parker Brothers releases the first Star Wars computer game, Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back, which is for the Atari 2600 VCS and Mattel Intellivision home consoles. The side-scrolling game is set on Hoth. One or two players assume the role of rebel pilots to fly a snowspeeder and fire at advancing Imperial walkers to prevent them from reaching the Rebel base's shield generator. And thus starts a long history of Hoth levels in Star Wars.
I've done some very successful troll tweets throughout the years when they'll have like a big video game announcement.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll retweet it and be like, yeah, this is good, but when are they going to do Hoth? When are they finally going to do Hoth?
And people, I know.
Blah, 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 blah. This artwork of the poster here for Parker Brothers, quite iconic in that I think where I've seen it a lot is in the Return of the Jedi Marvel adaption comics.
Oh, like on the back advertisement or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
So, but Hawes, I've got some very exciting news for you. I know you love exciting news.
I do.
I did a little bit of pre-show research whilst entering all this imagery. And for you, I have got the Parker Brothers Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back video game commercial. We are getting this.
Can't wait.
We are getting this from the Museum of Classic Chicago Television. As we go to full screen on this bad boy. And let's let it rip.
Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, a great movie. Now a video game. A movie which challenged your imagination. Now a video game where the challenge never ends. You saw Luke Skywalker battle the Imperial Walker.
You saw Luke Skywalker.
The Force was with Luke Skywalker. Will it be with you? Star Wars, The Empire's...
Not that guy.
For your Atari and Sears video game systems from Parker Brothers, a glimpse to beat.
Hey, I just got to go back.
Great movie. Now a great video game.
Is he like punching the screen here or what? He uses the joystick.
He is very animally using the thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, he does a little fist pump. Did you see the little fist pump? Ready?
Oh, he does. Yeah.
It looks like I thought he was punching, like he was punching the ad out. But I love the interspersed movie footage with the actual gameplay, like a cutscene. It's he's mm-hmm. very happy. Check out this image of him. Look at him. Look how happy he is. Wait,
Whoa, that's happy.
So is that what you're gonna be like tomorrow when Star Wars Squadrons hits your gameplay, little machine?
Yeah, buddy. Yes, sir. My gameplay little machine, as you would say. Yes.
Isn't that what they're called? No.
Yes. Right. Yes. In fact, you know, they're bringing out two new gameplay little machines later this year.
I've heard. I listen to podcasts. I know what's going on. Don't worry about that. Yeah. So happy first computer game to the Parker Brothers.
Man, I don't know. I think it released in 83, Star Wars, the arcade game on Atari. Wait mm-hmm. till you pull up that commercial for us to watch. It is very good.
All righty. Our final, also in 1982, is Micro Collection. Kenner introduces the Star Wars Micro Collection. What was that noise, Hawes? Was that a reaction to the Micro Collection?
I love the Micro. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you just threw out your back then or it was just a visceral response to the Micro Collection. I shouldn't have doubted you.
My back's fine.
Kenner introduces the Star Wars Micro Collection. Let me say, a series of small scale, small scale play sets that depict scenes from Star Wars and Empire, packaged with die cast figurines. Play sets include various locations on the Death Star, Hoth, and Millennium Falcon. Although plans are made for additional playsets, low sales prompt Kenner to discontinue the Micro Collection before year's end. Devastating. Oh, devastating stuff. Now, My and I've got a close up here of the action, which you can just make out down the bottom, Lando helping Luke, you know, in a molded pose.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing this toy. From memory, it was going for $12 in our local toy world. And I loved, like, I'd never seen the real Millennium Falcon, the Kenner one.
Right.
But this was in front of me. And I liked how, because the figures were so small, it made the ship innered space so big.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loved it. And I remember while my mum, the toy shop was sort of in the corner of like the news agents where you'd buy your newspaper and lottery tickets. So my mum would be in there doing whatever she's doing. And I'd go down the toy aisle to take all this in. And I remember just staring that box, just like on the back of it, just like got it, just like taking in all these images, all the levers that the cannon could turn around, just working on my pitch, working on my pitch. And Hawes, this is another thing I'm going to have to bring up with Mum on the Skype tonight.
Uh-oh.
I was shot down. Shot down. I'm not sure if she did bring up that it was a different size to the rest of my, she used that as an excuse. I feel like she may have. and I was like, I don't care. I don't care. I should have said, well, go, hey, show out for a bit of Kenner action then. Get us the big one. Which, do you know what I mean? I don't know if I'm like trying to make up for all this. There is a Kenner Millennium Falcon hanging in this Death Star battle diorama in Harry's room.
That looks very cool. You sent me pictures of it.
Which I jokingly said to someone how much it was worth, the diorama. And now I don't tell people how much it's worth. Because they find it too shocking. And I go, I didn't buy it for that. It just became worth more while it was in a box. It was awesome. But yeah, I was a big fan of this when I was little. Boy, man, did I stare at it.
One of my most wanted vintage items is the complete Bespin set. Because, you know, they did three Bespin micro collection sets that connect together to form one big set. It's got like the gantry, the carbon freezing chamber, and then one other set that you can connect together, and it makes like a bigger Bespin playset. It's so good.
Yeah, they look all set up and displayed because the playsets are so good. Like there's that the Death Star one that clips together.
Yeah,
they look, when you see them in someone's collection and they're all set up and stuff. Oh.
So good.
So very good. And yeah, it was, I know there's like concept drawing, I think on Gus Lopez's, that Star Wars Collector's Archive, there's some like line drawings or, you know, some of those Kenner mock-ups of other stuff that they were going to do. They were going to do a Hoth medical center with the first ever Luke Nappy figure, but
yep,
it got cut off. But I know in Steve Sansweet's The Concept Screen to Collectible book at sites that the parents weren't willing to, well, this was the marketing reason, they weren't willing to buy in on the new scale. Hence, bum bum.
Yeah. But
tell that to Black Series, you know? Tell that to Black Series.
Or Micro Machines just a few years later.
Yeah. Well, that was so annoying. That was the only Star Wars, like, it's like, no, figures. Yeah. I did get those. Did you get the little play sets? Like, there was like a little Death Star play set.
Yeah, like a third of just the top third of the Death Star that had the thing that popped off. And it had like the thing you could clip the X-Wing onto, like it was flying beside the Death Star. And then they did the heads. Do you remember the heads that would open up and be a playset?
Yeah, the heads I liked. Like, I admired the heads for their transformability, but I always just liked the straight playsets that they did. Without, like, I just wanted, like, you know, like this. I just wanted a depiction of the movie. And I remember I was working at Toys R Us at the time, and they brought out the three sets. I think it was, so it was Death Star.
Endor.
And was it Hoth? It must have been Hoth. Yeah.
Death Star, Endor, and Hoth.
Oh, man. And it was so weird to see a Star Wars logo back in the toy aisle.
No, man.
Oh, beautiful stuff. Beautiful stuff. Now, Hawes, that brings us close to the end of this episode of Star Wars Year by Podcast.
We got one important thing to do, though.
We've got to check in with Carl's Corner.
Yes.
Look at that graphic.
Beautiful.
On episode 18, we introduced the legend of McDonald's, Carl. And if you go to that episode, it's on YouTube. And it's about 11 minutes in when it starts, if you want to catch up on Carl. But I got this video. And you know how with YouTube you can make it start at a certain pace?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, so I sent that out to a few friends. I'm still waiting to hear back from a few people. But I've got some leads on some other people. But this is from my good friend, one of my best friends ever, Tim Hayes, who... We actually watched the Star Wars Special Edition trailer together in the cinema before Star Trek Nemesis or whatever it was, Generations maybe. And I teared up next to him as the X-Wings flew past, and that's when I knew I had some bizarre connection to Star Wars. I was like, oh, I really, really like this. Tim says, just got round to watching this. Thanks, Saunders. Ah, Carl. Love that dude and love remembering him so much that I'm all fuzzy now. Jackie will never be able to understand, because I was saying how if Jackie hears me talk about Carl, I'm going to be in a lot of trouble. Jackie will never be able to understand how Carl really was. Sadly, brother, nobody could. It had to be witnessed firsthand to be appreciated. So, some moving words.
I dig his reverence for Carl. I love it.
Then I reached out to Ben Vivas, who is one of the funniest people I remember meeting ever in my life. He says, absolute gold. It has opened up way too many distant memories. Good times, though. Good times, though. Big Carl, a massive unit. I recall he had a temper. Are you ready for this? Yeah. I just want to put the picture up because it will like really set the mood. There he is, right? I recall he had a temper. Threw one of those bun spatulas at Dom Grasso one day.
Dom Grasso? Are you kidding me?
At Dom Grasso.
Like a long lost family member of Johnny Grasso got a bun spatula thrown at him.
Well, he was part of the Grasso family who were well known in Rosebud takeaway food, takeout food. His cousin owned the pizza place and oh man, they could do a cheese garlic pizza like no other. I still think about it. So, and Dom Grasso actually added me on Facebook the other day, and he worked at McDonald's forever, so I'm going to hit him up for some stories. But anyway, he got very angry when we used to... Oh, so he threw a bun spatula at Dom Grasso one day, which is a serious murder weapon, you guys.
Right.
He got very angry when we used to shortcut cleaning the hot cake grill, which was, you know, for the pancakes, whatever, by tipping a load of pickle juice on it. I don't know why he got angry about that. I recall he wore the drive-through bum bag with distinction. Oh. So there used to be like a fanny pack, a bum bag thing that held the radio, like for the headset. Mm-hmm. So you could walk around and you'd have a little button that you could make like come through the thing. Very, very good. But yeah, so that is nice. He wore a distinction. This is good. This is ready. He's a bit of a Ben Solo. Hawes, you ready for this bit?
I am.
He would also slide across the lard-ridden floor and to do all the jobs when he was on a roll. Dun, 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 dun. Just take that spatula off the shelf. Throw it at Dom Grasso because you're angry with yourself. Oh, man. My mind is racing. Look, I look forward to a debriefing about this someday. Those breakfast team badges, I have to stop. Ah, the breakfast team, because we did breakfast every weekend. When we did it well. We got given these little, like, you know, the little character Birdie?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, we got them to show we were, like, esteemed breakfast crew members. And then me and Ben turned it into this bizarre, like, McDonald's gang clique called the Brekkie Boys. And we would just hassle other people that didn't have the badge for no reason. Like, oh, you must be pretty happy that you're working with the Brekkie Boys today, eh? You don't see pins like this around too much, do you? So, I wish I still had that pin. Oh.
Oh, the one pin you still want, huh?
I'm pretty sure that, I don't know if I have the Breakfast Boys one, but if I go into my deep archives back at Mum and Dad's house, I reckon I would have my Employee of the Month badge.
Oh, that. Beautiful.
So, if I can get that, that would be sweet. So, that was our first issue of Carl's Corner. What do you reckon, Hawes?
Dude, I would do a whole spinoff podcast just on updates about Carl.
If we could get him. We've only got so much. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, that brings us to the end, Hawes. I think what we should do, so we'll thank people that stuck around on, we'll do one of those premieres. On a Saturday night, maybe do it next Saturday, which the people watching this already know. But so now we can just thank them for watching. Hope you had fun in the chat. Hope you had a good time.
I enjoyed doing that last time when we premiered an episode. It was a lot of fun. So I'm down to do it again.
I did like that there was some debate in your house whether we were just live chatting or actually on video discussing watching ourselves.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I didn't screw up the scheduling.
Hey, let's put us back under the tarp. Look at this. We're back under the... Hawes is so excited he's waiting for 4-cam connection. There he is. There he is. Would you like to tell the good people of the internet where they can track down your fabulous... Like, it's one of the best ones, you guys. You got to listen to this.
We're at Blue Harvest Pod on Twitter, and every week we release an episode, my buddy Will and I, of Blue Harvest. You can find that on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts, Blue Harvest.
What I've been doing for the past month is live streaming every weekday, every day. And this is it. I did a month.
Yeah.
It's the next month. I did it every day. I'm so happy. All right, I set myself a little task, and I'm going to do a new schedule of when shows are going to come out, and do the episodes in video form on and then premiere them on the Saturdays when they're ready, because people seem to enjoy it, and they've got nothing else to do, Hawes. They've got nothing else to do. they're a well-kept audience. But I hope everyone enjoyed the new look video, and definitely doing it this way gets it up faster because I don't have to edit in. Because now I don't have to go back and edit in all the pictures. They're right there. All I have to add in is like weird stuff that I might see fit. And now we get to watch little clips, the little trailers. They were okay. They were fun, weren't they, whores?
Yeah, man. I thought that was great.
All right. The best. The best. And if you watch the video, give a little like and drop a comment on what your favorite thing is, and we'll come back and we'll reply because we're sociable people. We are very sociable people. Thanks so much, everyone. Thanks to our patrons for the support. I know our patronage has gone up a little bit lately because of all the live streams. People are podding it, paying it forward with their pod. So I really appreciate that. And whores, you've got like a gamut, much like us on Steel Wars, but we share year by podcast.
Yeah.
But then you've got Cooking with Will. You got Whores Solo. You got Jaws. Mm-hmm. You've got the one where Robbo tells you what to do in a fantasy situation.
Oh, I love that one.
Bossy Robbo. Is that what that show's called?
It's Blue Harvest Adventures, but...
Oh, okay. Close. Well, Whores, this was great. Did you have fun? I'm glad you adopted to the video. And during one of our little breaks, we did discuss another one that's not going to make you... click out. I also think there's a bit of lag in that system, the way the videos
using my phone as a webcam system has apparently not as worked as efficiently as I'd like, so I'm just get a regular webcam, we won't have these problems next time.
Yeah, I think actually, you know, like we did it for like 2 hours, so I think your little phone, I'd be scared to touch it. I reckon it's going to be scorching hot.
Oh, it is a little warm.
It's in there. Ah! Ah! Stop it! This hurts! I'm just a phone. Make a call! All right, Hawes. This is the best fun. Get back on there! The camera came out on me because I mocked it. Where'd you go? Here he is. All right. We're out. Hawes is rubbing his forehead. This was heavy for him. Thanks so much. And may that force... be with you.
See you guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.